First, the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's Safer at Home order yesterday, saying that the Department of Health Services didn't have the authority to issue the order without going through the legislature. The order was scheduled to last until May 26th. Governor Evers spoke today with Republican leaders in the legislature, whose approval he would now need for any further orders, statewide orders, dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak. In the meantime, several counties and municipalities have put their own rules in place. Elsewhere, businesses are free to open. Last night, many bars around the state opened up and were filled with patrons. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us now to talk about the ruling and what could come next. Lieutenant Governor Barnes, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, can you give us your initial reaction to this ruling from the state Supreme Court yesterday?
Yeah, the initial reaction was frustration, as was the reaction of so many other people across the state, especially those who've done everything, who've made significant sacrifices to do everything that we could do to stop the spread of COVID-19 in Wisconsin. And when I say everybody, I don't mean just from a standpoint of the administration. I mean so many frontline workers, so many medical professionals, people all across the state who stepped up to meet the challenge. And we actually met the challenge relatively well. If you look at our neighbors, the states that border us, we performed somewhat better. And I hate to say you perform better, you know, when we're talking about sickness and death. But if you look at the rate of infection and the total number of deaths, Wisconsin, we show leadership. And it was because of our Safer at Home order, we were able to keep people protected. And the state Supreme Court dealt an unnecessary blow to that progress.
Well, looking at the timeline here, the Safer at Home order was scheduled to expire on the 26th, so 12 days early, and now counties and local governments, especially in the hardest hit areas, are putting in their own local orders. Others could follow suit if things spread there. Is it really that drastic a change given all that's going on?
Yeah, because it creates confusion. I think that's the worst part about it. And the reason why the United States, the reason why we lead the globe, the amount of infections and death, is because there wasn't a streamlined process. There wasn't a streamlined set of guidelines to get people through this, and states were left to figure it out. Some states with more relaxed rules saw higher rates of transmission. I can use Iowa as an example. They have about half of our population, and three times as many people lost their lives to COVID-19. And also, I should say that given the way that that structure was set up when it came to response to COVID-19, we're going to see ourselves in a similar position where counties and municipalities are going to have to figure it out. And if places are doing it differently than each other, we could see an influx of people traveling to certain parts of the state, certain counties. And you have to assume just with the number of people who are infected, that infected citizens of Wisconsin will be going to other parts of the state and unknowingly infecting others in some instances, especially those who are asymptomatic and are still transmitting the virus.
Governor Evers met with Assembly Speaker Voss and Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald today to talk about potential new rules and the way forward. Do you think there's any hope that there could be agreement on some kind of new statewide order with a thumbs up from the legislature?
I don't know. I am always hopeful, but unfortunately, I'm not always optimistic, especially given the fact that they've had so long to come up with a plan. By them, I mean Republican leaders in the legislature. It took them weeks to even convene to come up with some sort of package to address the crisis. And anytime they've attacked Governor Evers' plan, anytime they said they didn't like it, what they didn't do is provide an alternative. And I've always, I always learned growing up that if I want to be critical about something, I should at least have a plan of my own. And we haven't seen that. We saw them run to the Supreme Court in an effort to do away with the Safer at Home order, and they were successful in doing so. We have yet to see a plan, and they've had so long to come up with one.
Assembly Speaker Voss had said this is about putting trust in Wisconsinites to do the right thing, business owners to take the right precautions. You and the administration put out guidelines for different business sectors around the state. Are you hopeful that people who are opening their businesses will take those guidelines into account and do it right?
I am hopeful, understanding that unfortunately there are some bad actors, but the majority of business owners, those are responsible. They don't want to see their customer base become infected. They don't want to see their customers lose their lives because That means they're going to lose business. So any responsible business owner, it would be in their interest to follow the guidelines to make sure that they are, one, keeping themselves safe, but also keeping the people that walk into their doors safe as well.
Talking to Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he's sharing his reactions to the state Supreme Court ruling yesterday that overturned the Safer at Home order around the state. Well, now that order is not in place. That phase out plan is no longer relevant, I guess. Lieutenant Governor Barnes, what is the focus of the administration now when it comes to COVID-19?
Yeah, the focus remains doing everything that we can do possibly to keep people safe. The focus is working with local governments, tribal governments, and offering them the resources and the guidelines that they're looking for to maintain public health and public safety. And we know that the wildfire-like spread of the virus isn't any different today than it was a week or two ago. We're also encouraging people to take those extra precautions, whether it's wearing a mask, whether it's social distancing, other PPE, and following all the safety guidelines that we've outlined.
We had this Badger bounce back plan in place, and we had hit, last I saw, I think 5 of the 6 benchmarks that would have led to the next stage, to opening up. What could that have looked like if we'd stuck with that plan?
Yeah, if we stuck with that plan, it would have meant that we would have entered into a gradual reopening phase. That would have been phase 1, where we could start to see things go back to normal, but in a gradual way, because you know that when we do these things, when you move with too much haste is where you compromise the most lives. You compromise the most people in their health. So that gradual process, unfortunately, where we looked at turning a dial, unfortunately, it could be more like a switch, which I hope not. Given the amount of lives that we stand to lose, given the amount of people that stand to contract the virus, I honestly, I hope that they're right. Just for the sake of the people living in Wisconsin, the people living all across this country, all across the world, I hope that they're right. But science says otherwise. The medical professionals say otherwise. And with that being the case, with doing this too fast, with reopening this rapidly, people are going to be put at risk.
One of the biggest critiques from Republicans and some others has been, this is taking a huge economic toll, the shutdowns, even in areas that haven't really felt the impact of COVID-19, at least not yet. What would you say to people who have raised that concern about the economic damage here?
True enough, there is an economic input or economic impact, and there are areas that haven't experienced COVID-19 at the rate that others have. But that's because the Safer at Home order was working. That's because we were doing the right thing to make sure that that wasn't the case, to make sure that these communities with already burdened healthcare systems don't get overwhelmed. And the economic impact is not specifically in Wisconsin. I like to remind people of that. What's going on here in our state isn't much different than any other state in the country. And that economic impact is being felt by far too many Americans. You look at the joblessness rate, you look at the unemployment rate across the country. This is not something unique to Wisconsin, and it's rather unfortunate when people want to play politics and point fingers at the governor of an individual state for a problem that is taking place nationally.
One open question mark now that wasn't affected, as I understand it, by the court ruling is schools in Wisconsin. The current plan is they're not opening their doors again this school year. What are the conversations now about getting schools ready to open maybe by September?
Yep, we have to figure it out. And I would say, too, one argument that I know I've been making for a while, and Governor Evers, especially as superintendent, had been making for a long time, is the need for us to have smaller classroom sizes. I hope that is a conversation that must take place. I hate that it got to this point where that's something that people will be taking seriously. But as a result, I do think there is a silver lining there to make sure that our students get the attention and resources that they deserve with smaller classroom sizes. But as far as the reopening, that's a conversation to be had with the superintendent of public instruction and school districts all across Wisconsin.
In our last minute and a half or so, we focused mostly on bouncing back in terms of health here in the state. How about the economy? What are you and the governor looking at to try to help us rebound as smoothly and quickly as possible when it comes to the economy?
I think this is going to require big, bold thinking. And again, this isn't an area where the state can act alone. We need full cooperation from the federal government. You look at the bounce back or what happened after the Great Depression with the New Deal. I think we find ourselves in this same sort of critical moment where we have to think bigger than we've ever thought before. We have to look at industries that have been struggling, and we have to look at emerging industries here in Wisconsin. We have to look at our challenges like climate change and see the opportunity that exists for us to meet the climate crisis, because that was here before COVID-19. It's going to be around after COVID-19 if we don't act. And we can couple those and come up with a strategy that will provide meaningful employment, gainful employment to folks, and also will do a great deal to preserve this planet for generations to come.
Lieutenant Governor Barnes, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Mandela Barnes, Wisconsin's lieutenant governor. He joined us today to talk about the state Supreme Court's ruling yesterday striking down the Safer at Home order and what comes next as the governor and Republicans in the legislature try to negotiate the way forward. You can find a lot more coverage of what has changed since yesterday over at WPR.org. The WPR news team is keeping a running tally of county and local governments that have put in their own equivalent to safer at home orders or other public health measures. You can also follow more interviews with policymakers here in Wisconsin from both parties here on the Ideas Network and at WPR.org/news.